We're 91.7 KXT, and our KXT live sessions are all made possible thanks to the support of Jason Writings. And today, I've got the one and only Tripping Daisy here in studio with me. It's been a big year for them. After an 18-year hiatus, they're back doing a little reunion show tomorrow night out at the Nitech Sports Center in North Richland Hills. So, Tim, Brian, Nick, thank you all so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us. I can't believe we're here.
Yay! Well, awesome. All right. Would you please start us off with the song?
Yeah, this first song is called Same Dress, New Day. It's off the album I'm an Elastic Firecracker. Take off your coat. Your silver is tarnished. Lady in darkness, the cap is old and still. Keep all your makeup packed on your head. Invite all the demons. The truck stops in the bed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't rely on a stranger to love you. You can't rely on a friend who's dead. You can't deny all the people who love you. You can't deny when their love is dead. You know that you will love you still. Can't deny the love that you must. Brush off your anger and go fix your hair and tell all the people the brain is always dead. The sky is the limit when the ocean is hiding. Keep all your secrets locked inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stranger to love you. You can't rely on a friend who's dead. You can't deny all the people who love you. You can't deny when your love is dead. You know that you will love you still. Deny the love that you must feel.
Thank you. That was fun.
All right. Well, we are 91.7 KXT, our KXT live sessions all made possible thanks to Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie. I have the legendary Tripping Daisy here in studio with me today. And
legendary.
You are. Thank you. Own it. And I've got to say, when you guys played Homegrown, I have never seen Main Street Garden so alive in my entire life.
That was incredible. I mean, what a great experience that was. It freaked me out. I mean, all the people, it's like, you know, having that many years go by and then you don't know what you're going to expect from the people out there and you're doing this again. And it was, I didn't know what was going to happen. And we got up there and, oh my gosh, it was like
we were all trying to summons that feeling that we had back in the day, and everybody was kind of on the same page, and I was looking at the enthusiasm and the spirit of that area, and it was just, it was overwhelming. It was awesome.
Was it an emotional thing for you when you look out into the audience and you see everyone singing right along with you?
I can't really explain it. You know, I mean, I can't believe I got to do something like that. Not many people get to, you know, experience that feeling of being in something, you know, 18 years ago and then come back and do it. And I'm part of that crew now, and I've felt that feeling, and I mean, you felt it too. It was it's an indescribable feeling. It was really awesome. I felt good about it. And yeah, it was emotional, but I can't articulate exactly how it was awesome.
It was stellar, an absolutely stellar night. And this wouldn't have happened had it not been for your kids?
Yeah, my kids, they kind of discovered Tripping Daisy on their own. I didn't go, here, guys, check this stuff out. It was kind of around. They found it, and they went off and started listening to it. And then they got where they were, like, really, really into it. And I'd go by their room, and, you know, I'd hear Weighted Delight Year just cranked in the room. And they're, like, totally, like, rocking to this music. And they go, Dad, we really like Polyphonic Spree, but, man, you got to do Tripping Daisy again. This music is great. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know about that. I mean, I had no intentions of doing Tripping Daisy again. But my kids, and then my kids were sending me, they go to house parties. And because a couple that are 17 and 18, they would send me videos at house parties of them cranking Tripping Daisy and everyone singing and getting into it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. And so I thought, hell, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it again. And I thought, let's go out there and do this thing. And so we got together, and Biggest Nick has spearheaded and helped me through this thing, didn't you? But it's... yeah, it's been really cool. Really, really cool.
Thank you for coming in today. Thank you guys so much. Do you have another song for us? Let's take us out.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. You can lean on the other hand.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Band-Aids for Hire, Tripping Daisy. You're in studio with me, cracking up. Thanks for coming in today. And tomorrow night, Nitex Sports Center in North Richland Hills, Tripping Daisy. 91.7 KXT, our live sessions are all made possible thanks to Jason Writings.